I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Canadian leaders put religious freedom on the back burner, and a ministry to the Middle East gives selfie a new meaning. The details in a moment. But first, Canada's Office of Religious Freedom is gone. The new Liberal government decided that religious freedoms rolled under human rights. And 2 weeks ago, the doors closed and the project was defunded. Doug McKenzie, CEO at the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, disagrees with that move.
By pulling it apart and absorbing it into other things, there's a de-emphasis specifically on religious freedom, which in today's world is problematic because we live in a world of extremism.
Now, more than ever, a voice is needed to advocate to the policymakers. VOM Canada is considering opening an advocacy office in Ottawa to do just that.
The core message that we need to make sure the politicians understand is that there is a very large predominance of persecution in today's world, which is specifically against Christians.
But this is about more than just politics. It's about the freedom to openly talk about your experience with Jesus, to be a friend to someone who needs help, or to pray. And stifling those things kills a free society. Turning to Pakistan, hundreds of people were hurt in the Easter Day bombings in Lahore. The Taliban group behind it threatened more to come. A few days later, people have all but forgotten the recovering survivors. Ministries that Christian Aid Mission assists are helping some of the wounded who are languishing in the hospitals. They're also counseling and praying with survivors, both Muslim and Christian, and bringing practical help, too. This is a detailed story. You can read more at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Child abuse. It's an overwhelming reality. In light of National Child Abuse Prevention Month, Tim Nolan of Bethany Christian Services tells us about their ministry, Safe Families for Children.
Local churches will reach out and help and minister to families who are going through some sort of temporary crisis. It could be postpartum depression. It could be homelessness. It could be substance abuse.
Nolan says these types of stressors are usually the cause of child abuse in families lacking outside support. And that's why volunteers, people like you and me, can help.
Probably the most important and most effective solution to addressing child abuse is relationship. If you have a relationship with somebody, then a person has someone to reach out to when they get to that point of stress in their life that could lead to child abuse and neglect.
When you invest your time with a struggling family, it's also an opportunity to tell them about Jesus. The father-son relationship is a great way to mirror God's love for his children. It's also a common way to hand off the leadership of a ministry. Global Advance just finished a two-day training session on how to make the transition successfully.
It was a really God-kissed time, a lot of interaction, a lot of prayer between generations, one for another. And as you know, one of the great emphases of Global Advance now is equipping next-gen leaders to help fulfill the Great Commission.
David Shibley of Global Advance says a group of fathers and sons gathered last week to learn best practices from Equip Ministries.
It was a beautiful time. We genuinely felt the applause of heaven over this, and I believe that the church in America is going to be stronger for it.
As with any transition, it goes better with prayer. And finally, if there's one trend that describes today's generation, it's the selfie. They're self-portraits taken on a mobile phone and shared through social media. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, just launched a new program called Be Your Selfie. It's meant to encourage young people to embrace their true God-given image and explore their full potential. More than following trends, these programs are aimed at sharing biblical truth. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you know that the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Get your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.